Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
They instantly go onto apps just to get that kind of attention again. And that's why a lot of people kind of complain about, oh, you know, I can never meet somebody. They end up just saying they're not over their ex. And I'm like, well, yeah, people just go on the apps far too soon after breakup.
Hi, and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we are talking about the dread of breakups.
It's never a nice feeling, is it? It's just never a nice process. But I feel like with breakups, you can totally overthink it. And it's so important to have that support network around you to kind of stop you from kind of one, doing anything rash, and two, just to be there for advice and support. It's good to just have that support network instead of keeping it to yourself and kind of, you know, some people are just so hard on themselves.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. So when it comes to breakups, are you, like, in the past, have you been the one that breaks up or been broken up?
I've been the
which
one.
Which is your majority.
I'm the one that's always getting dumped.
Oh, that's not good.
You know why? Like, I, as I've mentioned in my book, I'm a total people pleaser. And even if I'm in that stage of wanting to break up with somebody, I always think, oh, I feel really bad. And I think about how they're going to feel. So I'll maybe start to do things to annoy them in the hope that they'll dump me. I know, it's so stupid. This is something I don't...
No, it isn't stupid. I think that I've self-sabotaged stuff before like that as well.
And it's purely because, like, I just can't bear to hurt somebody, even though if they're hurting me throughout the relationship, I just still can't do it. But, you know, I'm wiser now. And as we've spoken about millions of times in the pod about communicating and, you know, just be honest and say, if there's an issue, just say it, because that's the only way it's going to get fixed or resolved. What about you?
Yeah,
have you been mainly the one that's been dumped, or have you been breaking up with, you've been breaking hearts?
Last relationship I ended it. I think that I've ended probably 3 relationships, or the rest. Mm-hmm. I've literally done what you've done and kind of like become annoying, become a complete and utter dickhead, and
start going quiet and
and push them to dump me, and then I feel sorry for myself that I got dumped.
Yeah, I know.
Even though I wanted it.
What's your method of trying to get over a breakup? Do you have like some sort of process that you go through? You know, because I can imagine there's going to be guys that are like, yes, let's just go out to the bars. Let's just like sleep with the neatest girl kind of thing. Whereas, you know, a few of my friends were kind of like that whole sit with a tub of ice cream watching sad movies.
Bridget Jones's Diary and like, ah.
Yeah.
With me, last relationship, literally, I got on the apps quite quickly after. But that was ending before it ended.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, yeah, in my head, I'd completely, it ended before. But I got on the apps and then realized that, nope, too soon.
Yeah.
Took a break.
I think this is an issue. That's really important, Phil, because I think when people do break up, they instantly go onto apps just to get that kind of attention again. And that's why a lot of people kind of complain about, oh, you know, I can never meet somebody. They end up just saying they're not over their ex. And I'm like, well, yeah, people just go on the apps far too soon after a breakup. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can see their point of them saying they're not over their ex, because they're not. They've not given themselves time to breathe, time to, like, recuperate. So, yeah, very important to get a break. But at the same time, you still feel like shit. So you do want that attention.
Yeah, I mean, I always ask people on dating apps, I'm like, how long have you been single? And anyone that comes to me and goes, less than 6 months. I'm like, are you ready to date? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, have you been on any dates? No. And I'm like, I'm not going to be your test subject.
Because the guinea pig.
you're probably not ready to date. And I've had it before where I have gone on dates with people and they're like, yep, ready to date. And then all of a sudden they realize they're not ready to date. I don't know whether that's their way of letting me down nicely and just making up an excuse, or whether it's just like, oh, yeah, you're not like my ex. Mm-hmm. And I think that's some of the problem, because if you don't take that break, you are looking for your ex again.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking for the same mannerisms that they did, the same things that they did, you know, how they act, potentially how they look. And then you end up realizing, nope, it's not my ex. But the thing is, you broke up for a reason. There was a reason to break up.
That's what I'm saying. So I've got two friends, both currently, I've just recently single. One broke up with his girlfriend, and then my other friend, she, it was her partner that broke up with her. So I'm hearing both sides of their relationships. And the guy that broke up with his girlfriend, she's now moved on with someone else. She started dating someone else, and he, you know, feels awful because he's just like, I can't handle knowing that she's with someone. He's like, but I don't have a right because I was the one that broke up with her. But it's killing him inside. And then my female friend, she was with the guy for such a long time, and he broke up with her, and she compares every single person she goes on a date with to him. So I'll say, how's your date? And she's like, oh, well, he wasn't as tall as him, or he wasn't as athletic as him, he wasn't as funny as him. So it's always just comparing. She wants someone that's basically the exact same as her ex. So,
No. Yeah,
it's tough because you can give advice, but at the end of the day, a lot of people choose not to listen because they've got it in their head. They've not processed. They've not had that closure. So you feel like sometimes you're just talking to a brick wall because you're like trying to say, look, just take a break, and they just don't listen.
No, because they want to get back out there. That reminds me of a funny story, actually. Not so funny, but it is quite a funny story. So the girl that I dated in America, when we broke up, I stayed friends with her on Facebook and all of that lot, didn't delete. And it's quite funny because one of my friends messaged me going, oh, have you seen her new boyfriend? And I was like, no. And they sent me a photo, and her new boyfriend was English, and he looked exactly like me. Blonde hair, blue eyes, quite tall, everything like that. And they were like, it's a spitting image. And I was like,
Well, she has a type.
Yeah. Well, no, because her husband now is total opposite. Dark hair, dark eyes, yeah, quite short, I think, and yeah.
Yeah.
So she got over the type.
Yeah. I think with actually, here's a question for you. When you break up with somebody, have you ever stayed in, like, friends after? Like, you ever been on a friend basis with an ex?
Acquaintances, maybe. Not friends, acquaintances.
Yeah.
I'd still have that time where I don't talk to them, but then, every so often. But obviously my last ex, I'm still in contact with because of my little boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we get on great now, which is good. And, yeah, we don't communicate every day. It's not like one of those things. But, yeah. But, yeah, what about you?
Actually, no, like, out of respect to my boyfriend, I actually just don't speak to any of my exes. I guess when I was single, I would occasionally message them. But again, that was for just attention. That was just for sometimes just casual hookups. But that was just to kind of fill a void, you know.
Do you think you can be friends with exes?
No, I don't. Actually, for me, I don't. But only because I've had crazy exes.
Yeah.
I've had, yeah.
But were they crazy, or is it down to the fact of,
I mean,
it was good why it was,
Phil, you've read my book.
I have read your book. I know they're crazy.
But I get, for me, I get nothing out of speaking to an ex, absolutely nothing. I've moved on. No. I guess when I first, you know, when I, it was different for me because I've not really been in relationships. It's just been seeing someone, you know, casual mm-hmm. dating. And I guess the last guy I was casually dating, when I kind of said to him, you know, I've met someone new, he was a bit weird about it, but he never wanted a relationship. So that was our issue, yeah. was I was constantly wanting a relationship. He didn't, he wanted casual. And then as soon as I move on, that's when he wanted me.
Because he didn't want anyone else to have you.
And it's messed up because it's kind of like, well, you had that opportunity and you know you want me when I'm actually happy and with someone. So, we were constantly speaking. And then as soon as I met my boyfriend, I stopped that communication.
Because I've matched with people who are still living with their ex.
Ooh.
So during the pandemic, and they were still living together with their ex. They had a child, but they were still living together. And their social media looked like they were still together, even though they weren't.
Yeah.
They slept in separate beds and everything like that. And when I spoke about it, they were very much like, oh, yeah, we're really good friends. And I'm thinking, can you be friends with someone that, A, you've had a child with, you slept with, and you've been together for this much time that you've got a house together, and then you haven't moved out? And she said it was because of the pandemic. And I was like, well, really?
Okay, so here's a question. No. Say you went on a date with someone like that. It was all going well. And she's like, do you want to come back tonight? I mean...
How awkward would that be? all right, hiya,
hey, pal.
Paul, or whatever your name is, you know, like, yeah, I'm just going.
I'm just going next door to Banger.
Sleep with your ex. You know, it wouldn't work, would it? Because yeah,
but also as well, like, even if you didn't go back to the house and you decided to get a hotel, she's still going to have to communicate with her ex to say, by the way, I'm not coming home tonight. And you just don't know what kind of issues would arise from that because, yeah, they are friends, but it's still not nice thinking about your ex hooking up with someone.
No, not at all. Not at all. How do you get over breakups?
Well, so in the past, I would basically just go out. I sob for a few days, do that whole, like, watch all the kind of sad movies.
All by myself, don't want to be... Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Listen to like sad songs, sad movies, eat junk, and then I'd be like, nah, this is not happening. And then I'd get all dressed up, go out nights out. But that was a vicious cycle, you know, because I still, even with that, I still wasn't giving myself a break. I was thinking, okay, who's the next person? But yeah, even listening to, you know, the guests that we speak to, they give so much great advice and tips that I feel like I can deal with things a lot better now.
Like the one that we interviewed yesterday, which will be out next week, Abby.
Abby, incredible, like incredible tips. And I feel like that's what it is. I feel like when our ego is bruised, we make rash decisions. We never stop to think, okay, what didn't I like about the relationship? Like, because we think so much of, we're so hurt and you think about all the things you're going to miss, but at the end of the day, there's probably a lot of reasons why it's best you did break up. Think of all the stuff that did go wrong. But it's almost like we banish that away. We kind of delete all that and just think of all the good things.
But that's what she said. We won't let too much into it, but about your hippo, your brain basically lying to you.
Yeah.
And remembering the good stuff, but remembering the good stuff better than it was.
Yeah.
Like I say, definitely listen to next week's episode to find out what so we're talking about, because it's
funny that because I've actually, I don't know if you have or not, Phil, but I've actually got back with an ex, and again after a long break, and then thinking, oh, we're both different people now and it's going to be even better when we get back with each other. I was just like, this isn't it. This is, you know, what I had in my head is not reality. So
yeah.
Have you ever got back with an ex?
No, I've thought about it, been close to, but then haven't because it always comes back to an ex is an ex for a reason. And yeah, I don't think that I could, because unless they've changed majorly and I've changed majorly, and we're, you know, if it was an ex where it was the right person, the wrong time, then yeah, maybe. But most exes are exes for a reason.
Especially there was a reason. Especially if something major happened, for example, like if someone's cheated or if anything that just, if they were maybe narcissistic or whatever, even if they say they've changed, I feel like if an argument did happen, things would just get brought up again. Like, oh, remember that time you cheated on me, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of like, I mean, people have got back with their exes and it has worked, but I guess that they've had that kind of communication where they say, we do not bring up anything that's happened in the past.
Well, we'll talk about cheating in the Patreon episode, which will come up next, because I think that's going to be interesting. The breakup, like I say, it's about dealing with it. It's about giving yourself time and not rushing into anything else. And what do you think about the phrase, to get over someone, you get under someone else?
I've done it a million times.
Did it work?
No, it makes me feel like shit. It makes me, I've actually cried after I've slept with someone. Like, so I've got into bed with someone trying to get that feeling of love back. So obviously when you sleep with someone, you create feelings and emotion. And then I remember going to the bathroom and just crying, thinking, what am I doing? Like, this is so stupid. I feel like shit now because this guy lying in the bed, he doesn't want to be with me. He just wants a shag, you know. But that's the thing. When you get dumped, you do stupid things. Or you might not, I do.
No. I've done stupid things before. And yeah, they don't work. Hey, everyone. So we're just going to take a little break to talk about a podcast that we'd love to listen to. So here we go. Don't let a breakup beat you. Use it as a launching point to design the life of your dreams and have fun while you do it. Sometimes you just need a reminder that this too will pass, and a little inspiration to get you back on your feet. That's why we're sharing the X-Files podcast with you. The hosts Janice and Claire are both breakup coaches who will show up each week to discuss all things breakup and dating related, with a lot of laughs and a little bit of science along the way. Check them out at X-Files, with a PH, wherever you listen to podcasts to help you heal from a past relationship, build confidence, and get back out there in a magnetic way, no matter how rough your last relationship was. Now, back to the show. I've got a little rant.
Okay, let's hear
it. It's not about breakups, but I've got a little rant.
Let's
hear it. Phil's rant of the week. Right, so dating apps, yeah? Bumble, especially, right, on the bottom of Bumble, and this proves that people don't read profiles. On the bottom of Bumble, I'm going to show you. Let's find this person. Oh, no, this person doesn't say it. Where the... So basically, what I'm talking about is, you see, you probably won't see.
It's too late. Oh, yeah, I can see it.
You see, so lives in and from,
yeah.
Okay, at the bottom. So because I travel all around the country, I decided, and I got annoyed of like the little how many people like you at the bottom. So I thought, I'll pay for Bumble. So I went and paid for Bumble. And I matched with quite a few people because I was like, yep, they're nice. Even though they like lived in London or whatever, I was like, you know what, it could work. And then somebody turned around and says, oh, I'm sure when we matched, you weren't 91 miles away. And I'm like, if you scrolled to the bottom, you would have seen that it says from Nottingham, lives in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And that is my little rant, that people don't read dating profiles.
I know. There could be a lot of rants about dating apps, to be honest.
Yeah. I've got loads more. But that's mine for this week.
But yeah, that is frustrating, isn't it? I know. I remember at one point I had ran out of so many, I had matched everyone that I could have matched with, or there basically came up that there's no other people in your area. So I've been swiping for so long that I ran out of men in my area. So it changed my distance, and then I ended up matching with people in Belfast. And I'm just like,
yeah, because you're close to it. It's just across the water.
So,
anyway, back to breakups. Mm-hmm. I think you've got something you want to talk about, right? About breakups and celebrity breakups.
Yes. Okay. So it's just a wee game. I want you, can you come up with five major breakups within celebrities? So can you name five couples that have had major breakups?
Is this like if they're married or is this just if they're married?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I always feel like that's the number one. Yeah.
And then Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
And then, Johnny Depp, was he married to Amber Heard?
Yes, he was. They're on the list. So her name is up here, Amber Heard, 2017.
Right. So that's three so far. I don't know. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah, that's a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Who else has been with who else? Jeez, I'm trying to think of marriages and I really, really can't.
Okay, so going along the theme of Kim and Kanye West, you obviously had Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner, but obviously it was, so she's Caitlyn Jenner now, but what was her name?
Bruce
that's
Jenner.
It, yeah. So obviously that was a famous breakup. And we've got things like, what's his name? Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck. And obviously.
What?
Yeah.
When was that? Minute.
Are you being serious?
Oh, no. I was thinking, why was I thinking Justin Timberlake Jennifer?
People always get them confused, Jennifer Gardner and, oh my God, what's Justin Timberlake? She's Jennifer something.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, that's it.
Yes.
They're safe for the moment. But yeah, there's good. So many major celebrity breakups, but one celebrity breakup, which has kind of led to really good friendship, is Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. They've had that phrase of coupling, what was it called? Where they broke up.
You're asking me now.
They broke up, but it was like in friendly terms. They didn't call it divorce, they called it... I'm not going to remember this now. I should have done
spoiler. But they didn't announce it till really far afterwards.
Uncoupling. Uncoupling. Yeah, that's it.
And they've stayed friends. That's what we've got to watch, actually. Love, Sex, and Goop, I think it is, on Netflix. And we're going to do an episode about that.
Oh, okay. I've not heard of it.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow. And she is basically about sex and everything.
Oh. Apparently.
So we will watch that and we will do a little review on that. What else? Do you think being in media, the spotlight, puts a pressure on relationships?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're getting watched every minute. You have to put up with people being kind of almost like obsessive with your partner because, you know, you're a star and you're going to get attention wherever you go. So you're going to get this a lot of kind of unwanted attention. And I think, it puts so much pressure. And I feel like... they don't last as long as people that are out the media, you know? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think the same. There's a couple of, basically it's pressure all the time, isn't it? And you've got to look a certain way, act a certain way and everything like that.
And also you're constantly busy. So you don't have that kind of time where you can have that. Well, it obviously depends on your career in the media, but it's not like, people like us where we can actually make time, we can clear our diary. They have a strict diary that they have to, you know, follow, and there's people all around them all the time, isn't there? They probably don't get much privacy.
I think final question. What do you think about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker? Mine's going to be very controversial.
It's just very quick. They've not been together very long. They seem so loved up, but is that lust?
It could be, and it could be the honeymoon phase, which I'm going to say, which we'll discuss on another episode because I don't think it exists, but I think it could be that stage where they've literally gone in there and gone, let's go full pelt, because he got her name tattooed on her, but how many other girls' names has he probably got tattooed on his body? I don't know.
I think as well, when you've got that kind of money, you can go on holidays, and it's that honeymoon stage where you're constantly doing exciting things because you've got money. So everything's very hyped up. Everything's very new and very, like, you're buzzing all the time. Whereas with people like us, we have to kind of save for a holiday. So sometimes we could be going out with somebody for about a year before we decide to go on holiday. Whereas people who have got that type of money, they can go on holiday whenever they want. So you've kind of always got that kind of excitement feeling, and I think it does rush far too quickly.
Because they're trying to say that Travis did in so many months what Scott didn't do in 11 years. Yeah. Now, I don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so I have no clue. But were they together before she got famous? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't watch it either. I feel like Scott and Courtney were together before she was in the media, but I cannot be sure.
Yeah. So that might be the thing. That's why it might not have happened, because obviously a lot changes and then money changes and stuff like that. So yeah, we'll see how those two get along and whether it lasts or whether it's just, like you say, sped up and kind of a turbo relationship. And let's go on to final thoughts on our quick episode.
My final thoughts are talk to your friends if you are going through a breakup, or if you're having issues in a relationship, talk to someone, because you're going to be so focused on what's bugging you. But if you hear an outsider perspective, it could just calm you down and make you kind of realize and open your eyes that there could be solutions to stop the breakup.
Oh, definitely. It's not a throw it away situation. It can be a case of, if you see someone else's perspective, it might change yours, kind of thing.
It's then
an outsider.
It's that thing where it's your opinion, the partner's opinion, and someone else's opinion. So it's good to get the three opinions and then look at it in all those three ways and figure out, okay, this is what I'm saying, this is what they're saying, and what's my friend saying about it? What can they see from both sides?
Yeah, 100%.
What's your final thoughts, Phil?
Mine is never to get over someone, never get under someone, because it just doesn't work. It ends up leaving you feeling worse. And the best thing is time. Time is the best healer.
And comedy. Put on the comedies.
Yeah. Let's not have like all these sad songs at number one. Adele. You know, and find something new. Find a new hobby or something new to do, something that you enjoy, you know, that doesn't involve anyone else. So find happiness within yourself.
Yeah, go for long walks, get in with the nature, breathe, meditate, and you'll get there. You will get there.
Yeah, and that is that. So thank you for listening to this episode. And if you carry on, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can listen to the next one in a second.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.